With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A Russian barrage has struck homes and the power grid in 13 regions of Ukraine, causing death and widespread outages in the winter chill. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Officials say Russia fired more than 650 drones and 36 missiles at Ukraine in a large-scale attack that began during the night and stretched into daylight hours on Tuesday. At least 3 people were killed, including a 4-year-old child. The bombardment came a day after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said progress in U.S.-led peace talks is quite solid. However, Ukrainian and European officials have complained that Putin is not sincerely engaging with U.S.-led peace efforts. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Justice Department has released another batch of documents about convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The newly released files show that President Trump flew on Epstein's private jet 8 times during the 1990s. According to an email from a New York prosecutor, that was many more times than previously has been reported. The document contradicts a 2024 social media post from Donald Trump, who said he was never on Epstein's plane. In a statement, the Justice Department said some of these documents contain untrue and sensationalist claims made against President Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A series of powerful winter storms is expected to douse California with relentless rain, heavy winds, and snow this Christmas week. The National Weather Service warns of hazardous travel conditions for the millions of people expected to leave home. Much of the state will see heavy rains and gusty winds. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 79 points, the Nasdaq rose 133. This is SRN News. Europe is canceling Christmas.
In an effort to not, quote, offend minority groups, including the millions of Muslims that flooded the continent in recent decades, many schools and local governments are barring any references to the true meaning of the holiday. In the French city of Nantes, official celebrations are being called Winter Journey. In Spain, some mayors are limiting Christmas decorations, and some schools in England have barred the use of the word Christmas. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Department of Health and Human Services has unveiled a series of regulatory actions designed to keep children from undergoing sex change operations. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy says this is not medicine, it's malpractice. Sex-rejecting procedures rob children of their futures. Medicaid programs in slightly less than half of states currently cover sex change operations. This is SRN News. Volunteers in Michigan are continuing a local tradition of bringing cheer to hospitalized children during the holidays. We hear more from correspondent Donna Warder reporting.
Members of the community in Royal Oak, Michigan are asked to gather outside Corwell Health Children's Hospital with flashlights. And at 8 p.m., they shine those flashlights into the hospital rooms of young patients for 10 minutes, shouting sweet dreams. The children are also given flashlights they shine back. Spokesperson Amanda Lefkoff.
Feels a little bit isolating, a little lonely. Feels like maybe you've been forgotten in the hustle and bustle of the holiday season.
This is the 8th season of Moonbeams for Sweet Dreams. The hospital also hosts holiday parties and activities for families. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.